From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Hundreds of supporters of Iraq's Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr entered the Iraqi parliament after breaking into Baghdad's government-controlled Green Zone on Saturday. Supporters of Sadr have been demonstrating outside the walls of the Green Zone for months, this man among them. Sheikh Sabah said if there are no reforms, the whole government should be replaced and go back to where it came from, and bring back all the money they stole. In a televised speech earlier Saturday, Sadr warned if change doesn't happen, the entire government will be brought down. About 30 airstrikes by Syrian government warplanes and helicopter gunships hit rebel-held areas of the northern city of Aleppo on Saturday, killing at least five. Surge of violence comes as the Red Cross warned that the fighting could bring many people closer to a humanitarian disaster in Aleppo, which is Syria's largest city and former commercial center. Meantime, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry plans to travel today to Geneva. There he'll be talking about the Syrian situation. European monitors say scores of migrants went missing on Saturday off the coast of Libya after their inflatable boat took on water and sank. International Organization for Migration said 84 people remain missing hours after an Italian cargo ship rescued 26 people who were aboard the doomed boat. IOM says 1,244 migrants from Africa, the Middle East, and South Asia have drowned so far this year on the Mediterranean. This is VOA News. Kenya's president, Uhuru Kenyatta, presided over the burning of 105 tons of elephant ivory Saturday, as well as more than 1.3 tons of rhino horns, all of that to send a message to the world that ivory is worth more on an elephant than in the marketplace.
The height of the pile of ivory before us marks the strength of our resolve. Before you, ladies and gentlemen, is the largest haul of ivory and horn ever to be destroyed in this manner. And our reason is crystal clear. No one, and I repeat again, no one has any business trading in ivory, for this trade means death, death of our elephants, and death of our natural heritage.
The event marked Kenya's commitment to stopping the poaching epidemic, which has resulted in tens of thousands of elephants across the continent being killed every year for ivory tusk. The animal rights group Animal Defenders International has rescued more than 30 lions from abuse at circuses in Peru and Colombia. They have now flown those animals to South Africa in what is called the largest ever airlift of lions. ADI says almost all of the animals were abused while in captivity. A Taiwan-born American citizen has admitted selling nuclear information to China while he was a senior manager of a U.S. government electrical supply network. Court records are showing that Qing Yingwei admitted traveling to China, receiving payments in return for handing over restricted information about U.S. nuclear technology. People across India continuing to reel from a severe water crisis as residents struggle to collect water in the middle of a harsh summer. Local resident Mahabub says that the Bhima River has dried up, that they're distressed because they can't find any water and have to travel so far to get it. Around 10,000 villagers have been affected by the water crisis. Extreme temperatures across the country have added to the people's plight. President Obama had one more chance Saturday night to poke fun at fellow politicians, the press, and himself at the annual White House Correspondents' Dinner. The dinner came amid fierce presidential campaigning in this country that provided plenty of material for after-dinner remarks by Mr. Obama. The White House spokesman Josh Earnest said President Obama enjoys the opportunity to speak at these events in part because most of the time his subjects of his speeches are so serious.
That's the latest world news from VOA.